Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for this 1st of December, 2020. I'm your host, Paul White. It is the final month of the calendar year, first day of that month, and we're going to continue our journey through Old Testament stories with New Covenant glasses on. We're looking at this through a New Covenant lens, what we know about Christ and His finished work. I want to encourage you to listen to yesterday's essay edition. I don't mind telling you what it's about post-fact. That way you go back and catch it. But I started trying to write down the answers to the three most commonly asked questions I receive in the ministry. And they're most of the time questions I get face-to-face when I meet people in cities and I'm doing meetings in their town and we sit down, have a meal or whatever, and they just want to know. It's usually these three questions. They're personal, but not in a they're personal in a spiritual way, I guess you could say, in a ministerial way. And so starting with yesterday's essay, I start to answer those. We did one question on November's essay, we'll do another one in December and another one in January. So about a 15-minute podcast. It's got a lot of biographical stuff in it and the kind of stuff that seems to really be interesting to people. It'll speak for itself pretty early in the essay, so go check it out. It is available at paulwhiteministries.com. It is available right here, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Just go back one day to the 30th of November and you can pick it up. We are going to be in Decatur, Alabama. That's the Huntsville area this weekend. I'm very excited to go back to Grace River Community Church with my good friend, Pastor Barry Simsrott. Barry has had me come into his church for about, I think we've done this 5 years. It's an ongoing thing. We're normally there in August or September, but because of COVID, we pushed it back here into December. We will be there Saturday and Sunday, Grace River Community Church. That's located at 2018 Cleveland Avenue Southwest in Decatur, Alabama. I will be doing an open question and answer session at a breakfast meeting on Saturday morning at the church in the fellowship hall. These times are central time zone, by the way. 9 a.m. on Saturday the 5th, and then we'll have an evening service Saturday night, 6 o'clock, and then two services on Sunday, Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6. So if you're in the Decatur, Huntsville, Alabama area, come and see us. We always have a good time. It's an easy place to preach. Wonderful people, growing grace community, and I would look forward to seeing you. Today and tomorrow, I want to handle some Proverbs from the 26th chapter of the book of Proverbs. This is one of those that's kind of loaded with some good stuff, and that's not unusual. There are a lot of the Proverbs loaded with good stuff. Today's is a specific topic. Tomorrow's is sort of a general overlook using a couple of different verses from Proverbs 26. We begin today with a verse that to me speaks volumes about why you are not under the curse. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. Like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not alight. Alight's just an old word for land. So like a sparrow that flits about or a swallow that flies about, a curse without cause shall not alight. Now, the reason I say that this has something to do with the New Covenant reason that you're not under the curse is because in Galatians, the Apostle Paul, and thank God for the book of Galatians, there are some things that get shored up, that get explained, that get handled in a way they don't get handled anywhere else, not even in Paul's writings, in his other writings. But in Galatians 3, Paul deals with that famous cursed is everyone passage from Deuteronomy 27. Cursed is everyone who doesn't continue in all things written in the book of the law to do them. Well, that's a heavy curse. So if you ever fail to continue to keep the law, you're under the curse, what's called the curse of the law, or what Paul calls the curse of the law. And Paul uses this as evidence that no one is truly justified by their works. They can't be because they're under a curse. And that the problem with that is that that precludes a life of faith. There's no real impetus for you to walk in faith if you're just going to walk in the works of the law, unless you realize that you can't walk in the works of the law, and then you realize you need to walk in faith. The problem with that is you're already under the curse. So here you are trying to live a life of faith, but you're under the curse, so it's catch 22. And then Paul says this in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So Christ Jesus himself, by dying on Calvary, becomes the curse of the law, taking the curse away from us. Therefore, we are no longer underneath the condemnation of a curse in which we have failed and we know we have no chance, and therefore the curse haunts us. Now we see Jesus, and therefore we cannot walk under the curse of the law. That's why I say there is no room for you to believe you can be under a curse of any kind, because Christ Jesus died on your behalf. Now, what does that have to do with Proverbs 26? Like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not alight. Guess what? Any curse that tries to come to you cannot land. Why? Because it's a curse without cause. You can't be cursed. Christ has been cursed on your behalf. So for part of this, the beauty of this to me is in the natural dimension, where people believe that they're underneath a family curse, a generational curse. Somebody did something that doomed them, that damned them. Someone verbalized something against them. I would just rebuke all that in Jesus' name. Christ was made to be a curse for you so that you'd be free from the curse. And then stand on the proverb, the curse without cause cannot land. The curse without cause shall not alight. So in the realm of this world, that's why I always want to, man, I just want to grab grave clothes and pull them off of people when I hear them talking about generational curses. And they're spreading sermons around about, listen to what Brother So-and-so said about how we're going to break the curse in this country, or we're going to break the curse off of families, or we're going to break the curse. Christ is the curse breaker. Christ is the curse breaker. Now, I'll say this. If you don't know Christ, you're going to create a cause for a curse to alight. You're going to do that. And will you live beneath it? I won't say you won't. I think people do live beneath the mental condemnation of curses because they don't see Christ as having taken it. So I encourage you, see Christ as having taken that curse on your behalf. Tomorrow, some more from Proverbs 26. See you then. God bless.